Thank you, Madam President, for giving me the floor. Madam President, let me begin by appreciating your leadership in convening today's plenary meeting. I assure you once again of my delegation's full cooperation and support. The Conference on Disarmament has a unique role as the sole multilateral disarmament negotiation forum. In this regard, my delegation believes that discussions on the CD agenda and negotiations are made in the political context of the international security environment. This is why the situation in Ukraine stemming from the Russian aggression is highly relevant to the work of the CD. As we know, the urgent debate on the situation of human rights in Ukraine stemming from the Russian aggression is being held this afternoon at the Human Rights Council. It is quite unprecedented but significant that the CD and the Council are addressing the same issue on the same day and even at the same time. It clearly demonstrates the graveness and importance of the situation. Madam President, my delegation joins international community and reiterate the Korean government's condemnation of Russia's armed invasion against Ukraine. It is a clear violation of the fundamental principles of the UN Charter. Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence must be respected. We are also gravely concerned by the indiscriminate and responsible attacks by Russia that have led to a growing loss of lives, including innocent civilians and the destruction of civilian infrastructures. In light of this, we call on Russia to immediately cease all military actions, withdraw all its forces from Ukraine territory, and to comply with its obligation under international human rights and humanitarian law. Madam President, at the beginning of the CD session this year, many members of the CD, including mine, they welcomed and expressed support for the joint P5 statement reaffirming that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. We welcomed it with the belief that it was based on genuine intention, contribute to international peace and security, and positively impact the outcome of the upcoming NPT WEFCON. In this vein, we recall the responsibilities of the nuclear weapon state to translate the stated commitment into actions. Madam President, Republic of Korea is ready to fully support and join the efforts of international community to curb Russia's armed invasion and resolve the situation in Ukraine peacefully and diplomatically. My delegation takes this opportunity to affirm its solidarity toward Ukraine and its people. I thank you very much.